Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some individuals process the world primarily through auditory means, language, inner dialogue, tone, and rhythm. Others absorb experience visually through symbols, patterns, and images. Still others are kinesthetic, learning through movement, emotional resonance, or embodied memory. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, structure, time, and co-ruled by Ahirbhudniya, the serpent of the deep, hidden awareness, leans most strongly toward kinesthetic and auditory digital processing. These natives are naturally introspective, contemplative, and attuned to what feels true on a deep, often somatic level. Their subconscious is shaped by sensation, intuition, and a need to make sense of life through internal logic and quiet integration. However, under certain planetary influences, they can access visual and auditory strengths as well. The dominant mode emerges most clearly through placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses, zones of perception, expression, and externalization. If Saturn is in the 1st, 3rd, or 10th house, the processing style is auditory digital, cautious, analytic, and structured. These individuals often filter life through systems, order, or philosophical frameworks. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Saturn adds weight to every impression. They question meaning, logic, and moral consequence. If Saturn is in the 10th, this internal patterning is made visible. They are seen as serious, responsible communicators who deliver insight with quiet authority and methodical pace. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the processing becomes deeply kinesthetic, emotional, intuitive, and sensation-based. These natives absorb life through feeling, memory, and energy. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Moon draws them inward. They may seem still on the surface, yet they are emotionally saturated beneath. If Moon is in the 10th, they carry this sensitivity into the world. They read the emotional undercurrents of public roles and often serve as calm, steady emotional anchors for others. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, auditory processing activates. These individuals organize information through dialogue, verbal reasoning, and linguistic logic. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Mercury adds rhythm and mental fluency. They may think in philosophical phrases or structure emotion into language. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may be educators, speakers, or reflective writers, those who translate inner depth into external understanding. If Venus is in the 5th or 10th house, visual processing gently surfaces, especially around beauty, art, or relational pattern. These natives are drawn to symbolic harmony, sacred geometry, or ritual aesthetics. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Venus infuses vision with reverence. They may visualize abstract truths as beauty or light. If Venus is in the 10th, this manifests publicly. They may be designers of spiritual or emotional experiences, therapists, healers, or artists whose work soothes and sanctifies. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the processing becomes abstract, symbolic, and nonlinear. These natives bypass typical cognitive channels, absorbing through archetype, karma, or direct intuitive knowing. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Ketu enhances their mysticism. They may not know how they know, but their awareness runs deep. If Ketu is in the 10th, they may function in roles that defy logic, energy workers, mystics, or spiritual guides whose depth is felt more than explained. Uttara Bhadrapada's mind is like a sacred well, quiet on the surface, yet infinitely deep. These natives absorb life through resonance, inner stillness, and the gravity of meaning. Their growth lies in learning how to articulate the ineffable, how to give language or form to what they feel so deeply. When balanced, they become vessels of timeless wisdom, processing life not for speed or spectacle, but for truth, integration, and soul-level transformation. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals move toward growth, meaning or transformation, driven by a vision of what they hope to experience or become. Others are moved by the desire to avoid pain, prevent disorder, or protect what is sacred. operating from a space of caution, reflection, or spiritual gravity. Uttarabhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, time, endurance, responsibility, and co-ruled by Hirbhudnya, the serpent of the deep, hidden wisdom, leans naturally toward an away-from motivation style. These natives are often driven by what they feel they must guard against: chaos, emotional overwhelm, spiritual disconnection, or karmic burden. They act not out of desire for gain, but to preserve meaning, uphold inner order, or fulfill an unseen obligation. Yet when they awaken to purpose beyond fear, when clarity replaces heaviness, they can shift into towards action, guided by vision, service, and soul-deep intent. The balance between vision and avoidance often plays out through placements in the first, sixth, and tenth houses, where responsibility, timing, and path emerge. If Saturn is in the first or sixth house, the motivation is clearly away from. These individuals are often propelled by a sense of duty, karmic inheritance, or a deep aversion to failure and chaos. In Uttarabhadrapada, Saturn carries weight. They move carefully, sacrificing ease for discipline. If Saturn is in the 10th, their public image reflects this gravity. They may become pillars of strength or restraint, building legacy through quiet persistence, often more to avoid collapse than to chase recognition. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the motivation is emotionally away from. These individuals often act to avoid emotional disturbance, to protect what feels safe or sacred. In Uttarabhadrapada, Moon softens Saturn's austerity with feeling, but also adds vulnerability. If Moon is in the 10th, they are emotionally tethered to duty. They may serve or lead in order to maintain emotional peace in the collective, often sensing what must be done to prevent subtle breakdowns in harmony. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the motivation begins to shift toward. These natives act from principle, spiritual faith, or the desire to expand into truth. In Uttarabhadrapada, Jupiter brings light into Saturn's cave, replacing dread with wisdom. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they are seen as teachers, guides, or ethical leaders, motivated by the desire to share truth, elevate others, and build meaningful structures that outlast them. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the motivation becomes intensely toward, though often erratic or extreme. These individuals are pulled toward transformation, power, or mastery. In Uttarabhadrapada, Rahu's fire agitates Saturn's stillness. They may break taboos, chase mystical knowledge, or throw themselves into service with obsessive urgency. If Rahu is in the 10th, this plays out publicly. They may rise through unusual paths, driven by the need to become something more, even if they don't yet know what that is. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the motivation leans toward, especially through systems, ideas, or spiritual logic. These individuals may be motivated by clarity, communication, or intellectual mastery. In Uttarabhadrapada, Mercury organizes what Saturn contemplates. They seek truth through structured understanding. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may become thought leaders, advisors, or scholars, driven by the desire to make complexity digestible and meaningful. Uttarabhadrapada's core motivation is to preserve what is sacred, fulfill what is karmic, and bring order to what is unseen. They are not quick to act, but when they do, it's often because something must be done. Their growth lies in learning that not all movement must be born of pressure, that sacred work can be inspired, not just required. When they move from vision rather than fear, they become wise custodians of spiritual legacy, steadily walking the bridge between the suffering they've known and the wisdom they're here to offer. Uttarabhadrapada Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some people navigate life with a strong internal compass, tracking their thoughts, feelings, and patterns from within. Others are naturally attuned to the external field, picking up on the moods, needs, and expectations of those around them. Uttarabhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, structure, karma, and co-ruled by Ahirbhudnya, the deep oceanic serpent symbolizing subconscious depth, leans predominantly toward a self-oriented attention style. These natives are inwardly focused, reflective, and often absorbed in their own emotional or spiritual process. Their awareness runs deep rather than wide. They track time, meaning, and experience from an internal locus that is shaped by memory, karma, and contemplation. Yet when placed in roles of responsibility or service, they can extend their awareness outward, especially when the pain, confusion, or needs of others mirror their own. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses help determine whether their attention stays within or reaches out to include the world. If Saturn is in the 1st or 4th house, attention is deeply self-directed. These individuals are highly aware of their internal state, emotional patterns, and personal karma. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Saturn here fosters introspection. They may seem quiet or reserved, but they are intensely tuned in to their own limitations and rhythms. If Saturn is in the 10th, this self-awareness becomes structured. They measure their progress against their own ethical code, often appearing serious or stoic in public because they are constantly tracking their sense of personal responsibility. If Moon is in the 4th house, attention flows inward, especially emotionally. These individuals need solitude to process and often prioritize their emotional ecosystem over external demands. In Uttara Bhadrapada, this creates an interior sanctum. They serve others best when they've tended their own depths first. If Moon is in the 7th, attention tilts and become more responsive to others' needs, but may risk losing track of their own emotional cycles if too entangled in relational tides. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the attention becomes more others-oriented, especially through communication, coordination, or intellectual exchange. These individuals are attuned to how ideas are received and may adjust themselves to facilitate understanding. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Mercury introduces soft outreach. They bring wisdom to the world gently, often serving as translators of complex feelings into shared insight. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may be seen as advisors or mediators, professionals whose attentiveness to others reflects deep internal clarity. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the attention is self-focused, but in a philosophical or spiritual way. These natives measure themselves against spiritual principles, seeking to align with Dharma rather than external validation. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Jupiter here provides quiet confidence. They don't seek approval, but inner coherence. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they carry this internal compass into the public sphere. They serve others by embodying integrity, often becoming mentors or guides who give without needing recognition. If Rahu is in the 1st house, attention can become hyper-focused on the self, driven by a restless need to evolve, stand out, or transcend personal limitation. In Uttara Bhadrapada, this can create a sense of spiritual urgency. They may be obsessed with their own transformation. If Rahu is in the 7th, the attention flips, becoming highly others-focused, sometimes in destabilizing ways. These individuals may project their inner voids into relationships, seeking wholeness through partnership or external affirmation. Uttara Bhadrapada's default mode is to look inward, feeling, evaluating, and refining themselves over time. Yet their quietude does not mean detachment. When called, they bring extraordinary presence to others, especially those who are also navigating emotional or existential depth. Their growth lies in balancing the sanctity of inner life with the reality of human connection, learning to emerge from the cave without losing what was gained inside it. When balanced, they become serene anchors, present to others, yet rooted in the stillness of the self. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals understand life through expansive vision, absorbing the big picture, spiritual themes, or karmic arcs before diving into detail. Others process through specifics, breaking things down step by step to grasp meaning through pattern and repetition. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, structure, karma, time, and co-ruled by Ahirbhudna, symbol of hidden wisdom and oceanic depth, leans strongly toward a big chunk understanding style. These natives are wired to think symbolically and philosophically. They process information in terms of essence, legacy, or cosmic order. Yet, due to Saturn's exacting nature, they also possess the capacity to shift into little chunk processing, especially when navigating systems of service, ritual, or responsibility. Whether they dwell in abstraction or detail depends on planetary placements, especially in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, or 10th houses, where perception, learning, and duty converge. If Saturn is in the 1st or 9th house, the understanding style is big chunk and contemplative. These individuals process life slowly but with profound depth, seeking to understand life's architecture rather than its mechanics. In Uttara Vajrapada, Saturn here carries a karmic gravity. They grasp meaning through reflection, endurance, and long-range insight. If Saturn is in the 10th, this big picture processing translates into public roles. They are seen as steady thinkers and builders of legacy, often more concerned with why something matters than how it works in the moment. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the preference is powerfully big chunk, driven by spiritual understanding, symbolic logic, and ethical context. These individuals absorb universal patterns and draw meaning from belief systems, archetypes, and dharmic truths. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Jupiter softens Saturn's restraint. They may grasp vast concepts intuitively, processing what feels true before what is proven. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they become visionary professionals, teachers, healers, or mentors who guide others through broad frameworks rather than technical precision. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the native can shift into little chunk processing, especially for practical or communicative tasks. These individuals excel at breaking down complexity into manageable parts, organizing language, and clarifying spiritual ideas. In Uttara Vajrapada, Mercury adds mental precision. They may be drawn to spiritual administration, translation of esoteric knowledge, or rituals of learning. If Mercury is in the 10th, this detailed awareness becomes visible. They are known for clarity, method, and careful articulation of nuanced truths. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the emotional understanding tends toward little chunk, but with strong intuition. These natives process through repetition, memory, and emotional resonance. They revisit and reflect, feeling their way toward comprehension. In Uttara Vajrapada, this style runs deep. They may understand life through relational patterns, family legacy, or soul memory. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional intelligence becomes public. They are seen as wise empaths, often guiding others through felt understanding rather than intellectual analysis. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the understanding becomes non-linear, abstract, and symbolic. These natives absorb meaning in flashes, through intuition, dreams, or karmic recall. In Uttara Vajrapada, Ketu dissolves structure. They may bypass steps entirely, understanding what matters without knowing why. If Ketu is in the 10th, this style shapes their public path. They may be seen as mystics, seers, or subtle guides, capable of holding truths that defy rational explanation. Uttara Vajrapada's default is contemplative, integrative, and slow, but never shallow. They absorb the why before the how, trusting that detail will follow if the principle is sound. Their challenge is to translate their vast internal understanding into practical terms, so that what is true in the soul can become real in the world. When they balance abstraction with structure, they become vessels of deep knowing, offering insight that's both timeless and timely, rooted in stillness yet capable of practical healing.